let's take a deep dive into Scripture with Father John Wargel and Danny Gallagher. During each episode, we'll be sharing our insights about the Bible passages presented on a related post on Father John's website, AncientHopes.org. To find the post we're discussing, go to the AncientHopes.org website and search for the title of this podcast using the search box on that page. Our discussions on this show will follow the posts listed on the AncientHopes.org website. Here are your hosts for our deep dive into Scripture today, Father John and Danny. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Deep Dive into Scripture podcast and radio show. I'm Danny Gallagher, and I'm here in the studio with Father John Wargel. Welcome back, Father John. Good to see you today.
Oh, it's good to see you too, my friend.
Yep. So today we are going to talk about something that's very hard for me to understand and sort of get my head around. I have my whole history of life has been thinking about God as a God of love and kindness and care. And today's blog post from your AncientHopes.org that we're talking about is about a God who will kill the firstborn of people that are not doing the things that he wants them to do.
Yeah.
So it's like terror. It's this terror God.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's a hard one, Danny.
I know.
Unless we have to really feel this, okay? We can't just be unthinking about it, you know? We just have to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to feel. We have all sorts of feeling, right?
Sure, yeah.
I mean, we do. We all have such good feelings about things, and we like to stay there, right?
Yep.
But the truth of the matter is every human being, no matter who they are, we all experience a whole spectrum of things, right?
Sure.
You go down the road, you see a terrible accident. The word terror is in there.
Yeah.
Okay. You can, mm-hmm. And we like to think that we can live a life that exempts us from terror.
Yeah.
But it hangs over everybody's life. It really does. It's just the nature of this world that's fallen. And sin is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Sure. Yeah.
And just think of what the humans do in name of sin, right? Even in our Western, you know, world that we're trying to remove all these things, you know? But it's going on all the time, right?
Sure.
Abortion is terrible.
Yeah.
Terrifying. Can you imagine being in a clinic and watching these things happen?
Yep. Yep.
Or euthanasia is terrible, right? Inducing our own deaths, right?
Yeah.
Suicide is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could just go on and on as a pastor, Danny, and tell you about the terrible things that I experience, right?
Sure, yeah.
Right. Things that inspire terror, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, as like everything else, there's terror that's brought about by sin, but there's also a bright side to terror, which is really kind of a hard thing for us to grasp.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Well, okay, think about it. Okay, think about what's big, right? Oh, okay, how's this? How about if there was an antenna? You like antennas because you have a radio station,
sure,
right?
Sure, yeah.
Just think about climbing up on an antenna.
Like a tower, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. You go up 100 feet.
Yep.
Let's say you go up 1,000 feet.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, imagine an antenna that goes up miles. Yeah. And you're holding on up there. And it's waving in the wind and looking down. Okay.
Yeah.
What would fill you with terror?
I don't think that I have to go up 1,000 feet in order to be filled with terror.
Right. Now you might think I'm nuts for even bringing this up, but God is big.
Mm-hmm.
God, by his very nature of holding the whole universe in his hand, is terrible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And his ways and thoughts are so much beyond us.
Yep.
Right.
True. Yeah. Can't comprehend it.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you're going to talk about God at all, then you're talking about something terrible, terrifying.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Terror inspired.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I think that's got to be the context of this whole thing. Of course, we have a war between the gods here, right?
Yes.
And he's going to do the worst thing against his enemies, right?
Yeah.
Which in the end is bringing justice, right? You know, mm-hmm. And we all long for justice, don't we? I mean,
sure.
Right. Yeah. Because there's so many terrible things that we do to one another.
Right.
So who are we to point the finger against God and say, what he's doing here in this chapter is a terrible thing.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, I do have to remember that the Israelites were slaves for 430 years.
Right. Abused in every single way that you can think of.
Every sense of the word. Yeah. And so there is some justice there that God seems to be getting.
Right. So these two chapters, 12 and 13, are full of terror. Okay. First of all, the commandment to take the perfect year-old lamb, okay? The best of the flock, right?
Yeah.
And when you see what God commands them to do...
It's terrible.
...is amazing. Yeah. First of all, you know, that lamb is supposed to live with them for 4 days.
Yeah, become part of the family.
They becomes part of the family. And that's the point.
Yes.
That is the point. He wants you to have a relationship with this animal,
mm-hmm.
or the Israelites.
Yes.
He doesn't want to go out and grab something out of the flock, butcher in the backyard, and bring it in to eat, right?
Yeah.
You know, there's something God wants from this whole thing, and that's a reflection.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This lamb is not only a precious and expensive and the best, but now this lamb has my heart.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Right. It's too much.
But what does this remind you of when you think back into the podcast we've done before? It really gets back to what we call the Akedah, the binding of Isaac in Genesis 22.
Of course.
Right. Yeah, where God commands Abraham to give what was the very best.
Yeah.
And he was willing to do it, but then God stopped it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and by stopping it, in Israel, he stopped what was common in other cultures, and that is ritual human sacrifice.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
And now a lamb is in its stead.
Okay.
Okay. And then everything is fulfilled in Jesus, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because God... I mean, what's more terrible than the drama of the passion?
Right. Yeah, nothing.
Right, right, right. So here we have this whole thing here where God is bringing judgment upon an enemy. But it's not just that he has an enemy. This enemy is evil, right?
Yeah.
It's Pharaoh,
mm-hmm.
who is merciless.
Right.
Right. And there's something in all of us that demands judgment and justice, right?
Sure, yeah.
Right. And so it's okay to take sides and cheer Yahweh on. Okay.
That's what we're doing here.
Right.
Go, buddy.
Right. I mean, who would root for Pharaoh, right?
Right, yeah.
I mean, none of us see ourselves as that, but then we are.
Yeah.
And because... human beings are Pharaoh. Remember we said we have that Pharaoh inside of us?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, and defeating Pharaoh, you know, God is on the big stage defeating everything that brings evil and wickedness and sorrow and all those type of things that we deal with.
Yeah. So we see all of that in Pharaoh and the Egyptians.
Right. So again, I mean, in some ways I kind of like the word terror, okay, because... you know, again, there's that bright side of God being so far above and beyond us. And yet, what does he do? He comes to us in Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
right? Who is in our own flesh. And I've said many times, though, that the disciples were always often in terror of Jesus.
Right, yeah. Yeah, we talked about that.
We just don't read the Gospels that well, you know? Mm-hmm. So what we have here then is the fact that really kind of like both with, but in the ancient world, being in terror of the gods was not an uncommon thing.
You're listening to the Deep Dive into Scripture radio show and podcast with your hosts, Father John Wardle and Danny Gallagher. The text that we're discussing can be found on the AncientHopes.org website. Then use the search box to find the post with the same title as this podcast. Let's get back to our show with Father John and Danny.
What we have here then is the fact that really kind of like both with, but in the ancient world, being in terror of the gods was not an uncommon thing. I just told you coming in here that I saw the Odyssey movie last night, right?
Right, yeah.
It's very interesting how all these mighty warriors lived in absolute terror of the gods, Poseidon, right?
Yeah,
get
sure.
on the wrong side of Poseidon and you're in a boat, they're in bad shape, right?
Yeah. Well, they always, the gods, their gods always seem to be so fickle and finicky, and they would just change their behaviors on a dime, and you would never have any idea what they were doing or why.
Well, they're just like nature because they were nature gods, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
You know, it could be sunny out one day and then one afternoon, what, boom, you're
tornado.
In trouble, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So the ancient Hebrews, though, were taught by God that God was not nature. He was above and beyond nature. Mm. Matter of fact, he's in control of nature.
Right.
Which shifts again, doesn't it, the terror away from nature and the nature gods to, whoa, you know, Yahweh. But that even caused them to even be in more awe of God because they know he's good because they were taught that. Genesis 1 said he made everything good, right? But there's that part of God that you just don't understand. Like Psalm 104, it praises the God who provides food for the lions, right? Mm.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, lions are terrifying, right?
Right.
Second of all, the food that God provides are, you get what I'm saying,
yeah.
don't you?
Sometimes it's not
nice
just...
Little animals, little deer, yeah, you know?
Right. It's not vegetables.
Yeah, right. And the pain that's inflicted on them when, you know, right?
Yeah.
See, the Hebrew mind is so different than ours.
Mm.
So in the ancient world, you know, the pagans were in terror of their gods, right? But the people of God, their covenant people of God, were in awe of a God they didn't totally understand, right?
Right. And clearly, we're talking, now I do understand a little bit better. Okay, so God being so gigantic, so awesome, that just is terror in a sense right there. I mean, you because you don't know how big this God really is.
Right.
And what that God can accomplish or do. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In some ways, Danny, the mass is terror because it's sacrifice. It takes us back to the cross.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got that wonderful crucifix hanging over our altar, right? So when I lift up the host, sometimes I look at it and I see the back of the end of the cross and Jesus hanging on it. And I said, Lord, this is a dark beauty. It's a very dark beauty indeed.
Yeah.
But, you know, beauty comes both in a light beauty and it comes in a dark beauty.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Right? And with the suffering and how Jesus transforms suffering into a victory, right?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. In a way, that's what, you know, it's happening here. You know, this lamb is killed and sacrificed blood. You know, who wants to do that? Put that over on the lintel of your house. The death angel comes and, the Cecil B. DeMille's film, you're hearing weeping and wailing of parents over their children. This is nothing but terrifying. We just have to, Danny, say that just, it is. It's just terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
And just admit that's what it is, right?
Yeah, sure.
And admit that, you know, I just cannot possibly understand. I can't even begin to understand God, okay? And really, there's a place where God is really unknowable, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's far beyond what my little cranium can perceive.
Yeah.
And we try to reduce him down to what we can perceive, but then you can't worship a God like that.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's hard to understand, but I can understand Right. That's just what we have to do.
That's what we have to do.
Yeah.
Right. And so we are faced in this amazing scene where God finally wins the battle. And we said at the beginning in chapter 4, verses 24 and 25, that it's a parental battle and that and there's going to be one firstborn that's not going to make it.
Right.
And it's not going to be Israel.
Yeah, I was going to say, we knew who that was going to be right at the beginning.
Right. And so it's a great story of deliverance, right?
Mm, sure, yeah.
And as such, it really becomes the great type of the cross, okay?
Mm.
And the deliverance of the whole world from something that's terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, just stand by. I mean, look at what's going on in the world today.
Mm, yeah, sure.
I mean, whoa. Wow, you know,
yeah, so
terrible
many
things are just happening
right
all the time.
Yeah,
right. And so, as Christians and as Catholics, we know that it is that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we know that God is the master over it all,
right? Somehow in control,
and He uses the terrible things that we humans do to bring it to, you know, completion, you know, or to a good,
mm-hmm.
you know, we talked about that before. We talked about that even in the Joseph story where the brothers did a terrible thing to Joseph, right?
Right.
Yeah. You know, and yet God brought him out of this whole thing.
Yeah.
So that's why I think the Old Testament is so wonderful because it just doesn't pretty things up. It just leaves it the way it really is in raw life.
Right. But if you follow what I've found is that if we follow the stories to their real end,
right,
then something good comes out of it. Like God is able to take the most horrible and make it into something that's better, you know, or good.
That's better. And again, it's always emphasized in this story that not only will the children of Israel know that Yahweh is the Lord,
mm-hmm.
but even Egypt will know that it's the Lord.
Right.
And by God saving His people out of Egypt, it becomes the redemptive story of stories until we get to the ultimate redemptive story of stories, which you can't improve on, and that is the Passion.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. In any good movie, especially if they're suffering in it, it's always a story of redemption. Okay, where else do you find redemption, really, outside of the church?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? So, there you have it. You know, Danny, I don't know if we hit on everything in this whole thing, but I just want to impress and see if I can find the words, find it. There's an ambiance here. There's a atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
In chapters 12 and 13, such high drama, such suspense,
mm-hmm.
such fear that really directly influences human lives one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes it real, okay? That's what makes it real. For us, it draws us into it,
mm-hmm.
and we have to allow it to draw us into it. And it does something to us when we are drawn into it, even if we're not aware of it. It makes us more real too. When that narrative becomes our narrative, and it becomes our narrative by meditating on it in all its details, even the things you can't explain,
mm-hmm.
like the poor little lamb.
Right.
You know what I mean? And why God does God want that to happen?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that the connection, what happens for me is that I can read this and try and immerse myself in the story. I'm doing that better now. And see, the big thing for me is, how does it connect to me?
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. so how does this God who's terror
yeah.
and did this for the yeah. Israelites, how does that connect to me and my story today?
Yeah. And knowing that He's a God of chesed, covenantal love,
yeah,
and mercy, and all these good things that we know God is, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Tell me, if you know a person that can put all that together, then it would be Jesus Christ, right?
Right. That's it.
In the meantime, all of us down here are left sort of struggling to enter into all these things, right?
Yeah. Because we just can't see the whole mind of God, and it takes a long time. Well, it takes a lifetime to try and understand it.
Yeah.
Okay. Woo, man, what a story. Okay, looking forward to the next one. Thanks so much for coming in.
Okay.
See you next time on Deep Dive into Scripture. Thanks for listening. The Deep Dive into Scripture podcast theme music is Epic Trailer by Scott Holmes, sourced from scottholmesmusic.com using a Creative Commons license. Please go to ancienthopes.org and the Books of the Bible links on that page for related posts from Father John. You can find more episodes of this show on the WSJF podcast server or on the Apple or Spotify podcast services. See you next time when we take another deep dive into Scripture. Don't forget this week to open that Bible and dive right in.